Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. It's Friday, right? It's Friday. It's a beautiful day. I think it's going to be hot again today. They're predicting in the mid to high 80s today. And but it's going to be gorgeous outside. But if you're at work right now listening to the show, I don't want you guys to get in trouble listening to the show. So make sure you either have an earpiece, have some type of hands-free device where you can listen to the show, and maybe do your work at the same time. I know women are good at multitasking, but men aren't, okay? We have blinders on. We can only do one thing at a time. When you give us multiple tasks, we can't handle it, okay? Again, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, if you have a Twitter, Facebook, or like I said, if you're on my show page at Blog Talk Radio, if you're on my show page, you can click on an icon there. There's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set it up where you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show, as well as Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go in there and go to the search box and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up. Go ahead and do your thing with that. Become friends of the show. And then we're on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? Again, it's Friday. It's Free Fall Friday here on the show. You guys can call into the show and talk about whatever you want. All lines are open. The show is yours today. Now, before we actually get into the show, there isn't much of a topic today, but you guys can talk about whatever you want. That means that I can talk about whatever I want, okay? And so for Friday, I know that, I mean, I got a lot of people up on the show right now. Excuse me. But I know that on Fridays, I noticed that on Fridays, my ratings go down a bit. And I understand that because it's Friday and a lot of people are doing stuff, a lot of people headed out of town, and a lot of people doing different things on Friday. So my ratings aren't where they are during the rest of the week on Friday. I thought about shutting down my Friday show, but from the looks of it today, I have a big audience for today. I don't know why. It's weird like that. It goes up and go down. Goes up and go down on Fridays. During the week, it stays pretty normal in there. A couple of thousand people every day. It stays pretty average right there. Unless I have a big show where I'm talking about gays or, sometimes I talk, when I'm talking about women, I have a bigger show. And that's all well and good. But Fridays are just kind of weird like that. But, it's been so hot over the last couple of days. And I said this on yesterday that, it was so hot Wednesday. It was so hot Wednesday that, when I was on the way to work, I saw Superman in a cab. And that tells you how hot it was. The Superman not even flying. It's too hot for Superman to fly. I know that's funny, but that's, That's how hot it is right now in Atlanta. I know I have people listening to the show in Florida and in Alabama. I got some people in California listening to the show. I even have one of my high school classmates stationed in Iraq. And she's a minister in Iraq. She's a minister. So she asked, how could she listen to the show from Iraq? She sent me a message that, how can I listen to the show from Iraq? I said, I don't know the time difference, stuff like that in Iraq as opposed to here in the States. But my show comes on here in the States live at 10 o'clock. So she was like, well, I forgot what time it is in Iraq right now. But she says, is there any way I can listen to the show later in the day? And there is, and I want you guys to know that anytime, 2 hours after the show is archived, so anyone can go back and listen to any of the old shows online on the show page. Okay, you can click on archive shows, and you'll be able to listen to any show, any of my old shows that you want. Okay. So, that's a good thing, all right? And, a lot of people ask me, Frank, how did you get this show started? And I know back early in the game when I first started the show, this show, I didn't do it to have a radio show. I mean, I did it to have a radio show, but I only did this because we were putting together a high school reunion. We have classmates that are outside the states, outside the state of Georgia. And I was trying to figure out how could I get those guys connected with the reunion committee so that they can get word of what was going on with the reunion. So I said, man, if I had a radio show, they'd be able to plug into that radio show and they could get notes from all the meetings, okay? And I tell them exactly what happened in the meeting the day before, okay? Or that night, I tell them the next morning what happened in the meeting and what we're going to do and when we're going to do it, all this stuff, okay? So I did that, and I found this show, and I started to broadcast the show. Then all of a sudden, at the end of the reunion, once we had the reunion, after the reunion, I was like, okay, I've got 2,000 followers on this show. I can't just say, okay, y'all go away. I'm not doing this anymore. I could have, but I kind of liked it. Y'all with me? I kind of like doing the show. So I said, man, I'm going to rename the show, and I'm going to call it the Frank Williams Show, and I'm going to keep my listeners, and I'm going to try to grow the show. Let's see what happens. So lo and behold, now, a year and a half later, hey, sometimes, when I have big shows, I got 6,000 people listening to the show at a given time, okay? And so that's how the show got started. It wasn't something that I said when I was growing up, hey, one day I'm going to be on the radio and whatever, okay? A lot of people ask me that. How did I get the show started? So that's my story. That's how I got this show started. And but like I said again, today is Friday, and the lines are open for anyone to call in. You can talk about whatever you want. I don't care what it is. You can talk about sports, church, bubblegum. I don't care what it is. All lines are open for you guys to call in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I'm sitting here this morning having me a cup of coffee and thinking about the weekend. And I know you guys are thinking about the weekend as well, because Friday brings up all that stuff. And you can make it through a day on Friday at work. I mean, 8 hours is nothing. But to do 8 hours on Friday is a breeze. Once you get there, Friday goes by like, poof, like that. But this weekend, for me, I'm going up to my daughter's school on Saturday afternoon. They're having their first, she goes to a private school up in Rome, Georgia, but they're having their first football game. This is the first. This school been established for years and years and years, but they never had a football team. So now they have a football team. This is their first game. This is their first year playing, and we're going up, and we're going to tailgate. We're going to tailgate on Saturday afternoon. Probably the game starts at 6, I believe, and so we're going to try to get there about, 2:30, 3 o'clock, get everything set up, and we're going to tailgate. I mean, I'm so excited about doing this. You wouldn't believe. I thought about doing a special show from the tailgate. But, if it was today, it'd be great. Or if it was Monday or something, it'd be great. It's Saturday, I hadn't really promoted anything like that. So I'm not going to do a special show from the tailgate. And you guys don't want to hear me trying to talk from the tailgate after I've had a couple of beers go down my neck, okay? And I don't get loud. I don't get crazy when I do stuff like this, but I do. So I'm not gonna do it, okay? If you go back and listen, I'll tell you. If you go back and listen to a show that I did from the tailgate party that we had, I had a bunch of people from work. We went to the Falcons game. We were able to get tickets to the Falcons game, and we had a tailgate party before the game. I mean, we got to the parking lot like 8 o'clock in the morning. The game's at 1 on a Sunday. We set up, got everything going, and, I mean, we had a great time. And I set up a show. And I did a show from the tailgate, and I let people call into the show and say what a wonderful time they were having at the tailgate. If you ever get a chance, guys, go to the site, go to blogtalkradio.com, and go into my show page and click on the archive shows icon and listen to that tailgate show from the Falcons game. On last year, it was hilarious, and I know a lot of people that were there, they're listening to the show right now. A lot of people that were there, they're listening to the show right now, and they know, they probably laughing in their seats. They know what happened at the tailgate, okay? They know what happened at the tailgate, and like I say, we had a great time. Call the show, 818-301-5834. Take a sip of my coffee. Okay. Now, this weekend is the, I know a lot of people leave tonight or tomorrow going to New Orleans for the Atlanta Falcons game this weekend. The Falcons and the Saints game this weekend. I hope all of you guys have a safe trip. I hope you guys have a great time, and I hope the Falcons win on Sunday, and you guys come back home safely. Please be safe, because you know, above all, you need to come back to your families, okay? And you need to, so you need to be safe when you're in New Orleans. I never been there. I've flown over New Orleans going to Texas, but I've never, you know, had my feet on the ground in New Orleans. I don't know. I've heard about it. You know, you always hear about the beach in New Orleans at Mardi Gras time. You always hear about beach and what, you know, how people acquire beach in New Orleans and things like that and how they drink in the streets and all this stuff. But I've never been. I've never been to the French Quarter. I've never did something like that. But again, anywhere you go, whether you're going to New Orleans or you're coming to Atlanta, you have to watch yourself and you have to be safe. Okay, 818-301-5834. And then so I'm tailgating on Saturday at, you know, my daughter's school for their first football game. Then I'm also going to tailgate on Sunday here at the house for the Falcons game on Sunday. So I'm inviting some friends over on Sunday morning, and we're going to tailgate and watch the game on Sunday. Now I have a caller from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 975. And that caller, you're on the air with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Hi, I was calling. I'm one of the people that's going to New Orleans for the Falcons and the Saints game.
Oh, are you?
Yes. I heard you talking about us going down there and having a safe trip and coming back safe to our families. I hope to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you have tickets to the game? You're going to the game? You're going to tailgate and all this stuff? Or what are you guys doing?
Well, I don't have tickets to the game. I'm hoping to tailgate maybe. Stand a block away from the French Quarter and off of Bourbon Street. So I'm really going down there to just have a good time and enjoy the festivities leading up to the game.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you guys you're gonna eat good and drink good all weekend, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I definitely plan on eating good. But I just want to have a good time and make it back safely.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Neil, just one quick question. You guys have any cat daddy that you're taking along the trip or?
No, I don't think we're gonna have any of that. We're just going to get some processed stuff down there when we get there. But we definitely plan to get full of the spirits down there and have a real good time.
I hear you. So when you say processed stuff, what do you mean when you say processed?
Something that's U.S. FDA approved, you know, has been through the store process, you know, and I know none of it is okay for you to drink, but, you know, I like that kind that, you know, it's got that sticker on there and they have approved it for sale.
Well, that's a good thing.
Okay, yeah, I was just calling to check in on your show. I'm right here headed down 85 now, headed to New Orleans and stopping to get something to eat. And I plan to have a safe trip and make it back safely.
All right, well, y'all take care, and you do that. Y'all have a safe trip. And then Don't forget to have fun.
That's the first thing. We're definitely going to have fun, and then be safe.
And don't forget to bring me something back from New Orleans.
All right, I'll see if I can find you a couple of shotguns.
All right, you take care. Y'all really, really, though, have a safe trip, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. So that's it, guys. I mean, you know, you have people that are headed to New Orleans right now. And I know that, and, you know, you got people that are leaving tonight. I got a friend who's leaving tonight. I got a friend who's leaving tomorrow morning. There are buses from all over the city that are headed to New Orleans for the weekend. And, you know, I wanted to go to New Orleans. I know back in the day when people really started going, when the Falcons and people started putting together trips to go to New Orleans for the Falcons game, my mom used to go every year. She and a couple of her friends, they used to go on the bus trip every year to New Orleans for the game, but I never went. But my thing is that, you're getting on the bus with a bunch of strangers. I mean, you don't know everyone on the bus. If there was a bus going to New Orleans that had a bunch of friends that knew each other on that bus, then, you know, I'd feel more comfortable with that situation than I do with a bunch of strangers going down on the bus. Now, you know, believe it or not, I watch these judge shows sometimes, and there was a young lady on the judge show who was suing a young lady because they were on a bus trip, and for some reason, the young lady that was being sued, she had too much to drink, and she wanted to get up on the bus and dance. Not only dance, but she started taking off her clothes, so she started to strip. So this girl was suing her for disrupting her trip, and I'm pretty sure that she won. So that kind of stuff I don't want to be a part of. I mean, I understand people want to have a good time and all this, but, you know, when you got that much alcohol involved and you don't know these people, then you never know what might happen, okay? You never know what might kick off, just like that. I mean, imagine being on the bus trip and then this young lady gets up, she starts to dance. You're like, okay, oh, she danced now, party. And then all of a sudden, she pull off her shirt. You're like, oh, party getting a little bit rowdy. You know, and then she starts showing skin. I mean, that's going overboard, okay? But that's the reason I'm skeptical about taking these bus trips. Our show today, guys, was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Thank you guys for tuning in. Join us on Monday and have a great weekend. Join us on Monday morning, 10 a.m., on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys. Have a safe weekend. I'm over, and I'm out.
Got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. count the days I'm gone. Forget it, reaching me by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person